if you have it in your heart and you might not have the finances, I'm living proof. I had the time, but really didn't have the extra money to send out the support letter. Steve helped me with drafting one. And it's amazing how God is so faithful. And the people, not even people that you go to church with, or there was a lot of construction people I sent out the letters to, and they all wanted to ask questions. They all wanted to know, what are you doing? And it was just great. It was all paid for, and I think I even had some extra left over. I mean, it was just unbelievable how people came forth and really helped financially. So
How
I
much
think,
extra?
I don't know.
It's not.
You'd have to ask Steve's wife. It's in the kitty for the next time. But, Steve came up to me. I hadn't been to Touchstone for a while, and I'll just share this real quick. And it was like he zeroed in on me after service, and it was just, I don't know, a Holy Spirit thing. And I thought about it, and I prayed about it that week, and it was just, I want to make this commitment. And my wife asked me, well, you're shutting down your business in one area, we're closing our doors and moving our businesses at home. What are you doing? Isn't this? And I said, well, God will make it happen, and I was faithful in that aspect, and Steve helped me with the letters, and that's the biggest part of it for me. And then when we got there that day, I mean, it was, boy, Friday night we left, and I don't know how she shared, but we got there all in one day. We were there Saturday night as the sun setting. We walked in a little church, and they had dinner ready for us. It was so awesome. And the next day, as according to the pictures, we walked around during Sunday, and then that afternoon we stayed for Sunday service, and they asked people. Stuart was kind of hinting at me. I think he felt that I wanted to say something. He goes, oh, get up there and say something. So I did, and I expressed the emotion of that first day of, you see the poverty, or you think it's poverty, and by, the end of the week, I came back with, well, who's really impoverished here? They have plenty to eat. Their clothes are clean. The kids going to school look, they're The little girl's skirts are pleated, and their shirts are ironed, and they're happy. They're playing soccer and running their kites in the street. It was just, by the end of the week, I was wondering to myself, well, I felt when I got back here, and I think about it every day, and Mary and I were talking about it the other night at Steve Recker's, there's not a day go by when I think of, yes, how much we have, but how much do we really need? It's great having a hot shower and a flushing toilet, not having to take a bath out of a bucket. And they had dirty water compared to my water. I stayed at the little church. It's just hard for me to put in words. I know I went there and I took some tools and some stuff to leave behind, and I think what I left behind is I got a picture of Adam there, and him and I bonded, and he seemed like everywhere I was, he was a lot. And Mr. Mike, he always wanted to be where I was, and at the end of the week, he had his two front teeth missing, and Vital shared with me that Saturday he was going. When he started work, he told him that he was going to save so much money for him out of every check. And then when they got enough saved, they were going to get his dental work done. And this kid is just like full of life and full of love of the Lord and just love to sing. And it's just such a blessing, So I came away from it with wanting to go back in a hurry, really. I like to see the church being finished, like maybe get there in November, October, or something like that, and help with the finish work. Mary related to me that all the roof structure's already getting pretty much on now. They must have got a lot done in the last month and a half, 2 months. And Yeah, this is the street we walked up and down every day, and that's the little church that they have right now. There's the boat ride. It's just tremendous. I know we have a lot here. I talk to Dave Elliott a lot, and he's got a heart for, there's so much going on in our own country right now. Samaritan's Purse, the disasters and the floods that are going on back in the Midwest. And, you know, it's one thing to go to a third world country and to contribute, but it's also, there's a lot of need right here around our own town. You know, I'd like to go on another Samaritan's Purse trip. It just made me feel like I want to be like Jerry Coronado. I mean, that guy is just awesome. 61 years old, 62 years old, worked so hard on this trip. 2 weeks in India and Medicine Managua. I don't know what we'd have done without him. You know, with his, you know, gift of the language. And it's just tremendous. But the most important thing I came away with is we all serve the same God. And those people that know the Lord down there, they're on fire. And some of that, they could bring that to us.